Wilbur Wright agreed to fly in New York, and the Wrights' biggest rival, Glenn Curtis, would fly too. Curtis crowed to the press about the bold route he would fly, up the Hudson and back, 20 miles over open water. During the two-week celebration, Wright and Curtis both kept their planes in hangars on Governor's Island at the foot of Manhattan. Curtis flew infrequently, blaming the weather, but Wilbur had confidence in his plane and was determined to fly. On the morning of September 29th, Curtis made a short flight circling the island, blaming the weather again. Wilbur took off from Governor's Island a few hours later, flew west over New York Harbor, and then circled the waist of the Statue of Liberty and right over top of the ocean liner Lusitania, which was headed out to sea. She let out a mighty blast from her horn. 7 minutes after taking off, as he returned to the landing ground, he saw upturned faces and open mouths. October 2nd was the last day that Glenn Curtis was contracted to fly, but he didn't. Feeling sure that Wilbur wouldn't fly either because of a long-standing promise made to his father not to fly on the Sabbath. So Curtis left for an appearance in St. Louis. The next morning, Sabbath or not, Wilbur decided to fly the route that Curtis had bragged about. At 10 a.m., he flew between the Statue of Liberty and Ellis Island again, but this time he turned upriver. The ships of the world anchored in the harbor began to blow their whistles and horns as he passed above. A wave of sound moved up the river with the flyer. A reporter commented that people seemed to spring out of the pavement and walls, that no one could see the hordes moving at the bottom of the canyon streets and remain indifferent. Flying against the wind, Wilbur climbed to about 200 feet, heading north along the Palisades on the New Jersey side of the river. He had scoped it out. He knew that he had to avoid the turbulence created by the winds blowing between the tall buildings of Manhattan. Even so, as he passed above the ships below, he could feel the updrafts from their smokestacks, and the flyer rocked with the rising heat. He banked into a graceful, sweeping turn around Grant's Tomb, 10 miles upriver, and now, with the wind behind him, he returned to Governor's Island in half the time. A reporter said a mild form of hysteria settled onto the crowd as he landed. He had flown 33 minutes. Millions had seen an aeroplane for the first time. A longer flight was announced for later that day. They started the engine. There was a bang, and one of the engine cylinders shot straight up, tore a hole in the wing, and crashed to the ground a few feet away. Wilbur picked it up, shrugged, smiled, and said, "It's all over, gentlemen." The next morning, he got on a train and went back to work. For WYSO, this is Dan Patterson wishing you blue skies and tailwinds.